Hey everybody, thanks for making us a part of your week. This is Studio 1024, Memorial University of Newfoundland's podcast for the week of February the 15th to the 22nd. My name is Jeff Green.
And thanks for joining us. I'm Megan Whalen. We've got another busy show for you. This week, you'll find out why there are changes in store at Peyton College.
We'll tell you about a new study examining violence in Canadian primetime TV ads and the Munn Connection.
Budding scientists from all over the Northeast Avalon will be on our St. John's campus next week. We'll tell you why.
Plus, you'll meet an emerging composer from the School of Music who's just back from a music festival and hear some of his music.
All that, and even though midterm break is here, there are still lots of public events taking place. We'll give you all the details in our regular Week Ahead segment. There's a lot on our show. Let's head back over to Jeff for our top story this week.
Thanks, Megan. We start this week with a story coming out of our student residences. Housing, Food, and Conference Services has decided to convert Squire's House from an all-female house to co-ed starting in the fall 2008 semester. It seems that the demand for co-ed housing has increased over the past year, while requests for single-gender units has declined. This change will allow more flexibility in assigning bed spaces, as well as ensuring preference requests are met, said Director of Housing, Food, and Conference Services Christine Burke. She said the number of students requesting an all-female residence as their preference has dropped. It's reached the point where there are only males left on a wait list and only beds left in an all-female residence. Those wishing to remain in an all-female environment have the option of moving to Blackall House or one of Memorial's all-female apartments in Burton's Pond, said Ms. Burke. 10 residence houses make up Peyton College. 8 of those are co-ed and 2, Blackall and Squires, are all-female residences. Students wishing to be reassigned to another residence are requested to email housing@munn.ca, call 737-7590, or visit Rosalind Blackwood in the housing office no later than March the 3rd, 2008.
A recent study by Faculty of Business Professor Tim Jones found that about 13% of advertisements on Canadian primetime television contain violent content, and the majority of this content involves physical, interpersonal violence. On average, Canadians witness about 18 instances of violence per hour of television programming, and there's much discourse around the topic of violence in media, but limited study has been done on violence in advertising. Dr. Jones noted that advertisements, by their very nature, are designed to be memorable and persuade. Past research has proven that advertising does have a strong influence in shaping some beliefs and behaviors relating to certain products, notably tobacco and alcohol. Given this, it is possible that advertising containing violence can influence beliefs and behaviors related to violence. Dr. Jones said that the effect of violent advertisements on both viewers and brands is a complex issue. It can increase viewer attention, make ads and their messages more memorable, and enhance brand attitude. However, it can also offend some viewers, resulting in negative brand attitude. It can also have additional effects such as heightened tolerance for violence, violent behavioral intentions, or a perception that the world is cruel. This research was a collaboration with Dr. Peggy H. Cunningham, professor, and Marie Shantz, teaching professor of marketing with the School of Business at Queen's University.
Thanks to the efforts of a team of library staff here at Munn, more than 80,000 digital objects, ranging from audio and video files to historic maps and books, are now at the fingertips of researchers from around the world. A new and interactive website known as the Digital Archives Initiative is set to be unveiled on Monday, February the 18th. The new site will allow researchers, scholars, students, and the general public to view material, some of which are hundreds of years old and very delicate, housed in Memorial's archives and library collections without visiting the university. The collection will be free and open to the public through the internet site. Officials say digitizing archival material will help ensure the items are around for years to come. A news conference is set for Monday, February the 18th in the Commons in the QE2 Library. Studio 1024 will be there, and we'll have much more on this story on next week's program. Meanwhile, be sure to check out today.mun.ca on the 18th for full coverage of the new site.
The generous HESLIP scholarship continues to spread its bounty to deserving students and renew assistance to those recognized in 2007. Bridget Henley and Andrew Harvey, both second-year students at Memorial, learned in November 2007 that they are the beneficiaries of the substantial scholarship for 2008, worth $15,000 this year and renewable for 2 additional years. The award is funded by a donation from the William and Nona HESLIP Foundation and is the largest scholarship available to Memorial University undergraduates. Coincidentally, both Ms. Henley and Mr. Harvey are linguistics students. In addition to this year's winners, the two inaugural Heath-Slip scholarships have been renewed. Eleanor Daly is currently in her third year as a history honors major with a math minor. She says the scholarship and its renewal have given her a lot more educational opportunities. Her fellow winner, Hazel Dalton, who is pursuing a Bachelor of Arts in Computer Science and a minor in German, has found studying much less stressful since winning the scholarship and has noticed a marked increase in her ability to focus on both academics and extracurricular activities. Heath-Slip scholarships are awarded to two students annually who are registered for full-time studies, have scholarship standing, are in financial need, and have demonstrated outstanding involvement in the university or community affairs. They are renewable for an additional 2 years. Preference is given to students in the Faculty of Arts.
Well, a promising young composer from the School of Music recently premiered a piece of his music he scored for a classic silent film. Ian Baird is a third-year theory and composition major who also plays piano. He was one of five student composers who penned new music for the 1927 film Berlin, Symphony of a Great City. Their music was performed during the Shattering the Silence New Music Festival in Nova Scotia in late January. Mr. Beard said he was thrilled to be selected for the festival.
I'd say it was the highlight of my semester, that all these talks about, you know, commissioning and how to get commissioned and how to just get your stuff out there, you know, put it on like a MySpace page or something like that. Like all these really good informational tidbits. And then there was master classes with the guest composer. He had a lot of great stuff to say. It's definitely the highlight of my semester.
He said one day he'd love to earn a living composing for movies or television shows. He said thanks to Memorial and its comprehensive programs, he feels he's now ready for the real world.
Tell you the truth, before I went after the festival, I pretty much just ride in the I don't know what's going to happen wave and just see what happens after I got out of university. But for me, and I'm sure for the four other composers that came up doing the same thing I did, we all kind of felt like after that festival, the only thing we wanted to do was be composers. Like, such an inspirational experience. The only thing I want to do now is get out of university and just try and make it.
And that was some of Ian Baird's composition, Act 4, for the 1927 film Berlin, Symphony of a Great City. And you can hear more of Ian's music at the end of this week's show.
For 2 days next week, budding scientists will get a chance to learn more about the art of science thanks to efforts of Memorial. Elementary, junior, and high school classes will be visiting the St. John's campus February 19th and 20th, touring the area, visiting different science-related laboratories, and seeing firsthand how science impacts everyday life. It's all a part of the 2008 Lab Extravaganza Days, coordinated by the Let's Talk Science Partnership Program. That's an educational outreach group made up of graduate and undergraduate students from Memorial, which has been encouraging young minds to embrace the importance of science for more than 10 years. School students will see how science plays a part in a variety of areas, including engineering, biochemistry, physics, biology, mathematics, chemistry, and psychology. Nicole Adams is a third-year kinesiology student who is helping coordinate this year's event. She tells Studio 1024 the program is important because it helps young minds embrace the world of science.
Well, it gives students from K to 12 an in-depth look at the different science fields that are out there, how they differ, and how interesting and fun they can be, while also letting them know what Memorial has to offer in relation to science. It's a good way of letting them know what being a chemist means, or a biologist, since the definition is often misunderstood.
To learn more about the 2008 Lab Extravaganza Days or the Let's Talk Science Partnership Program, log on to today.mon.ca.
Well, next week is midterm break, but that doesn't mean that things are slowing down on our campuses. It's time to get out your day planner as we check out what's coming up in the week ahead.
On Friday, February 15th and Saturday, February 16th, the Women's Resource Center at Memorial will present the Vagina Monologues. All proceeds will go to charity. The show starts at 8 o'clock each night in the D.F. Cook Recital Hall. Tickets are $15 for students, seniors, and non-wage earners. They are also $18 in advance or $20 at the door.
Lots of varsity athletics on tap this weekend. The women's volleyball and basketball teams, as well as the men's basketball team, will be hitting the court at the Fieldhouse. For more information about game times and changes to the Fieldhouse schedule, visit today.mun.ca.
The Great Skate Date for employees and families takes place on Sunday, February 17th at Mile One Center. All Mun employees and their families are welcome to take part in this free skate. Ice time is from 4 to 4:50, and there will be refreshments and prizes.
On Monday, February the 18th, the Association of Psychology will be presenting a lecture to help young children learn language by using imagery. The event starts at 7:30 in the Health Sciences Center, Lecture Theater B.
Students looking to make their midterm break matter can take part in a volunteering event on Tuesday, February 19th. Students will serve their community by visiting local senior centers. There will be a workshop beforehand. Interested students should visit the Student Volunteer Bureau located in room 4001 of the University Center for more information.
Have you ever wondered if engineering can really help the environment? You can join John Roberts, Vice President, Environment of Aurora Energy, as he participates in the Speaking of Engineering series. His lecture takes place at 7:30 in Engineering Room 2006 on Wednesday, February the 20th.
And finally, the Grenfell Outdoor Club is planning a cross-country skiing event on February 23rd at Pasadena Ski and Nature Park. If you are interested in participating in this half-day event, you can email outdoorsclub@swgc.mun.ca.
And if you need some help getting the word out about your event, we are here to help.
It's easy. People can visit our today.mun.ca page and click the Submit Your Events link on the right side. Our listeners at Grenfell can get their events in the events calendar or in the Grenfell grapevine by emailing Pam Gill at pgill@swgc.mun.ca.
Well, that's about it for another week. Before we head off, we're offering our usual thanks to CHMR Memorial's campus radio station for allowing us to drop into their studios each week to record our show. Be sure to check out their great programming at mun.ca/CHMR or tune your dial to 93.5 FM in St. John's.
Studio 1024 is a production of the Division of Marketing and Communications, located in Room 1024 in the Arts and Administration Building on our St. John's campus.
David Sorensen is our producer, and Ivan Mazechka is our executive producer.
If you have an idea, be sure to drop us a note. Our email address is marcom@mun.ca.
Well, that's the kind of week it has been here at Memorial. We're glad you made our news your news. From all of us here at Studio 1024, thanks for tuning in, everybody. My name is Jeff Green.
And I'm Megan Whalen. We'll be back in 7 days.